Chapter 5, The Missing Necklace. Thursday. Disaster! When we got to school, Miss Featherbottom looked really sad. Class, I have bad news. My special necklace. The something old that I was going to wear at my wedding is missing. The secret wedding planners club held an emergency meeting at my tree house after school. Miss Featherbottom seems so sad. What can we do? The best way for us to help her is to add another task to our to-do list. Solve the case of the missing necklace. We became the secret wedding planners and detectives club. I've read lots of mystery books, so I knew what we detectives ask questions, and we needed to do three things: dress like detectives, ask questions, and look for clues. We put it on our detective outfit. Then we flew back to school. Lucky Miss Featherbottom. Luckily, Miss Featherbottom was still there. Kiara started asking questions. When did you last see your necklace? I'm not sure exactly. I remember having it in my desk on Tuesday because it was pet day, and I remember slippers crawling through it, but I can't remember if I saw it after that. Has anything else gone missing? Well, now that I think about it, I couldn't find my silver star stickers or glitter pens this morning. Next, we searched for clues. Zara pointed to Miss Featherbottom's desk. Look at these scratch marks. Isn't this the drawer where the necklace was kept? Yes, but the necklace isn't in the classroom anymore, and neither is the thief. Let's go search the forest. No one paid much attention to the scratch marks, but I felt like I had seen them before. I just had to remember where. We searched the forest for ages,
Finally, George saw something. What's that over there? Who's that over there? It's Sue. Look, her bag has something shiny sticking out of it. And Sue doesn't like weddings. Maybe she took the necklace. We flew over to Sue. What's in your bag, Sue? None of your bushes. Business. Did you pick up Miss Featherbottom's necklace? Maybe by mistake. Do you maybe have it in your bag? I am not a thief. Eva didn't. I didn't. I am not a thief. Thief? Eva? I didn't take the necklace. Sue looked upset as she flew away. I felt awful. Oh, diary, I guess I said the wrong thing. I was only trying to solve the mystery. The club flew back to my house. We couldn't solve the mystery tonight, but we could work on other items from the to-do list. Carlos and George blew up balloons. Kiara and Zara picked flowers. Lucy and I made garlands. My brother Humphrey told us we were squirrel heads for getting so excited about a wedding. But we all got a lot done and we had a hoot, but we couldn't wait to show Miss Featherbottom tomorrow after the other outlets left. I asked Lucy about Sue. I don't really think Sue took the necklace. Do you? No, I don't think so. But why doesn't she like weddings? I don't know. Lucy! But I feel bad for asking her if she took the necklace. She looked really upset. Why don't you fly past her house in the morning to say sorry? Great idea, Lucy. Lucy really is the best friend in the whole owlverse. I promise to apologize what did it say? Apologize
is to sue and solve the case tomorrow.